The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Friday!
Oh yeah, Foshes.
The JV Show here. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Let's get things started. The first talkback of the day.
Good morning, JV Show. I'm probably not going to have the first talkback of the day, but happy Friday.
Woo!
Happy Chugwell Friday. Chugwell Chef. But anyways, man, I regret picking up this graveyard shift. I got 3 more hours to go. Yay me. Woo-hoo. Been up since 12. All right, now, happy Friday. Jess, what are you going to drink today?
Hey.
Ha-ha. Just kidding. Goodbye.
Ha, no, just kidding, but actually.
Jess, don't manifest me.
The chug wheel is coming up at 8:20 this morning.
Yeah.
And likely Jess will be chugging. She has a knack for choosing her own name and then spinning something gross and having to chug it.
It feels a little different today. We'll see.
Does it? I don't know. I'm manifesting you.
No.
Different vibes out there. Yeah, work in the graveyard shift. Would you ladies be able to do that?
No.
No.
But it's not that different than what we do now. Yeah. I mean, just shift the hours.
I never thought
a couple.
I could do this either. Look at me now.
Yeah, but I like still being able to enjoy the day and just going to sleep early versus sleeping the whole day.
Yeah, you got to be like a bat. You have to sleep all day long.
I don't like that.
Or a cokehead. You know, either one.
But you get used to it.
They're not sleeping. They're still up.
My God. Oh, by the way, crazy cash, $1,000 on standby. Now, oh my God.
Okay.
What?
Bruno Mars has a new song.
Okay.
Have you heard about this?
Uh-uh.
No.
I saw him tease it earlier this week. He said he wanted to put out like a strip club anthem with Sexy Red. And I was I was like, oh my God, is he being serious right now? Sweet little Bruno Mars, the one that sings with Lady Gaga and Rosé and Grandma's Dance with Music at Weddings.
Next to you. That guy?
Yes. The song is called Fat, Juicy, and Wet.
What?
Excuse me?
And I heard it for the first time this morning. They just dropped it.
FJW?
Yes. I actually really like the song. But my sweet little innocent Bruno Mars?
Oh, my gosh. Does this mean
he's changed? What happened?
Well, he has a lot of debt, right? Or was that a rumor?
I think the gambling addiction.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe.
Does he still have to pay that off?
I think that was just a rumor. I don't think that was true.
Not so sweet. What's he talking about? I don't get it. Fat.
I thought like a burger, probably. Like, you want that juicy patty.
Yeah. Big fat one.
That's what I was thinking.
You want to bite in there.
That's the only thing I can think of, actually.
Mm. I hope so.
And then you have Sexy Red just being Sexy Red.
So that song won't be getting a lot of plays here on Wild 94.9.
I can't imagine that it would.
What's the name of, when was the name of the song again?
Jess is like, I'm going to listen to that in my spare time alone.
FJW.
FJW, okay.
Well, fat, juicy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Never
You're
mind.
Sick,
You're
Bruno
sick.
Mars.
You're sick.
You're sick, Sexy Red. You're sick.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Going back to Fat, Juicy, and Wet, just really quick. In case you missed it, Bruno Mars has a new song with Sexy Red. The song is actually really good. Jess and I really like it, but Sexy Red, you know, she's rapping about the things that Sexy Red usually does. We were just watching some of the video. Rosé, who has that song with Bruno Mars right there, she makes a cameo in the video as well as Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga's in
that video, which is something that only Bruno Mars can pull off. So I do think that is really cool. Because
did she drop a verse in there?
She's not on the song. She's just in the video, you know, dancing. And I can't help but wonder, like, what did Lady Gaga think about Sexy Red in person?
And the song in general.
Yeah, that too. I just don't see Gaga vibing to something. Well, I guess she would. She's, you know.
Yeah.
I guess she would, but it's not something I thought would be like her taste in music.
When do you listen to a song like that? You guys
at
are both
gym,
like, I like this song. If anybody else was around, I'd feel too uncomfortable listening to that song with pretty much anybody.
Yeah, I would listen at the gym, you know, get some motivation.
Yeah, anyone.
The song is all about, I can't even say what it's, there's a lot of, and you're standing in the mirror at the gym, like, you know what, let me whip them out and start slapping people with them. Because that Sexy Red's verse was a lot about that.
No.
I mean, does anyone but my kids?
Okay.
My sisters, my man, myself.
In your car.
Yeah.
So even around your man, you'd feel comfortable. If that song came on and my wife and I were in the car, I'd change the station.
Really?
Yeah. What do I want to sit and like?
Well, my boyfriend would be like, what are you listening to?
Yeah.
I like it. I think my man would like it too. You know what? I'm going to send him the song
this
morning.
It's very Friday vibes, you know?
It is, but I just thought, you know, I'm just wondering, when do you listen to that song?
If you do want to check it out, it's called Fat, Juicy, and Wet. Probably should be over 18. Hey, Graham, the floor is yours. Anything you want to talk about?
All right. If you guys are a guitar player and you have thought to yourself, you know what this song needs? More farts. You're in luck because the makers of the fart pedal are back with the fart pedal 2. And they say this.
Oh, my God.
I think we talked about the fart pedal 1 when it first came out.
I remember this.
I think it came out in 2021 when they got a new version. They say this one of a kind stomp box is packed with all kinds of new features and the very latest in musical fart technology. A fart pedal 1 users, they heard your feedback, and this version is going to have real-time pitch tracking that's going to allow you to rip your favorite solos using ear-rattling butt blasters, it says.
Oh, my God.
Don't worry, though. It will still have the wet-dry switch that everybody loved from the first version, so you can, quote, choose between dry bompers and juicy splutes with ease.
Ew.
That way you can toggle between the two. I thought we should give it a listen and see what it sounds like. He's going to open. What you're going to hear in this guitar solo is just obviously standard guitar playing.
Question
electric
really
guitar
quick.
Playing first. Yes.
Is this something people can buy? It's like an add-on for their guitar? Oh. Okay.
Yeah, it's a guitar pedal. It's on the ground.
And it's like.
And you use your foot activated.
There's a high demand for it?
I don't know how many fart pedal ones they sold, but enough that they came out with another version.
Point.
So people clearly
people loved
are
it.
Buying it. And this is the upgraded version. So you're going to hear guitar solo start, and then he's going to begin using the fart pedal and working the farts in.
Okay.
Do you guys recognize this song?
Duh.
What is it?
Is it Stairway to Heaven?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I'm like shocked you know that.
I don't know how I knew that.
Jesse.
Let me stop this real quick.
Jess, the fart from Skin Tight.
Quickly, right.
Jess, answer. I have heard that song before.
Okay.
I would have never guessed the name, though.
I would have if you... I'm a gambler. If I had to bet that you guys knew that song, I would have bet the house that I just built that you guys had no idea what that was. Even though
then
it was one of the most famous songs of all time.
Hand over the house.
All right. It's the fart pedal in there.
This is like really bad.
I don't like it.
You guys don't like the fart pedal?
No.
I'm not a fan.
It sounds
it's too
messy. It was too much going on.
Well, it's a lot of different farts.
I don't like it.
Each note is a different fart, basically.
It sounds like he's trying to tune the guitar.
Well, to the tune of farts.
No.
He's tuning his guitar to the tune of farts.
I'm not a fan.
Fart Pedal 2 is coming out soon. It doesn't look like it's cheap. I think I saw one list price for $180 or something.
Who the hell is buying that? I'm sorry. It doesn't even sound good.
People that love playing guitar and people that love farts, that's who's buying that. Well, Fart Pedal 2 out of hitting stores near you. Hopefully a guitar center near you. Is Guitar Center still a thing?
It is.
Yeah.
Is it?
It is, yep.
Interesting.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Friday. Faux
shiz, faux shiz. Oh, yeah. Faux shiz, faux
Thank shiz. You for hanging out with us.
All right, you guys. So here is the thing that apparently us ladies have to sacrifice if we want to be in a healthy relationship. According to this new study, if you get into a healthy relationship, you are at risk of losing your friends. So this study revealed, you know, women typically have around 5 close friends, but they tend to lose.
Quit bragging.
Wow. Selena
has
one.
Selena, what is that like?
You're not really in this study, I guess. So they tend to have 5 close friends, but tend to lose at least 2 when starting a new relationship.
Okay, well, let's ask you then, Jess. Would you say 5 is about the magic number?
5 close friends? Yeah, I'd say around there.
And did you lose any when you got into your relationship?
The thing is, I didn't
fully... Bunch of jealous bees.
No, I didn't fully lose them. But I will say that I did start hanging out with my friends, obviously, a little less.
Well, that's everybody, right? That's everybody that gets in a relationship. You prioritize them over...
Yeah.
I'm not going out hanging out with the boys watching the game every night now, you know?
But, Graham, do you think that this does happen with men as well? Or is it just like with women that we tend to kind of feel bad that our friends are choosing a man over us, so then we drift apart?
I've never felt like bad or jealous or upset. I guess that's because I never really had many friends to begin
yes,
with.
Yes, oh, okay. Spoken like somebody who has no friends.
But if you did have some.
I think I would understand that if I was in that position, I would probably do the same thing. This is somebody who I'm working on building a future with. Sorry, but like best friend, we're not going to get married.
Yeah.
because I just don't see you in that way. But like, that's the ultimate goal, right? To find someone to settle down with, and you hope you have your friend's support. I never understood those friends that are like, oh, but you didn't text me back. You didn't call me. And it's like, whoa, you're not my man.
Right. But you can understand their feelings if like you guys did everything together. You were the first person, you know, like in the mornings you guys went and got coffee, in the afternoons you hung out after work and whatever. If suddenly
true.
That changes, you can understand how one person feels hurt. It's understandable. Yes. Like, oh my, I've
that's
now
true.
Lost
yeah,
my best
I,
friend
yeah, I can see
and
that.
They do stuff with somebody else. You shouldn't, that shouldn't be grounds to end the friendship though. You don't lose that person entirely as a friend. They should also understand that like, that's what happens when you get into a relationship, and had the situation been reversed, you'd be doing the same thing to them, you know?
Yeah. Because I had a friend once that would always, like, we'd make plans together, but then they'd cancel on me, like, last minute because they were either going to hang out with their partner or their partner didn't want them to go. And it was like, okay, well, then I could have asked somebody else. Why'd you agree to go in the first place? Like, it kind of messed with my plans. So then it would make me sad that, dang, at the end of the day, you chose your partner, which I get. But also, I'm right here. Like, hello.
Did we need the sad music for that? Aww.
Yeah, no, she got a cat. She's fine.
That's true.
Okay. Got a cat to keep
just
her.
Replace people with cats.
Yeah, but that relationship didn't work out anyway. So that's back to being my friend.
And then after that, was she like back hanging out with you
every
single time?
And the thing is, I understood because I knew that the relationship that they were struggling in the relationship. So I didn't want to, you know, cause any more problems. So I would always be like, okay, you know, that's fine. Hopefully I can see you soon. And I was always there for the relationship, obviously. Like I was rooting for them. But in the end, when it didn't work out, obviously it's not like I held any resentment.
Graham, from a guy's perspective, do you guys go through the same thing? Everything that Jess just laid out. Mm-hmm. Do you go through the same roller coaster of emotions? Like when a friend's like, oh, I'm not going to make it, bro. This girl wants me to go over to her house. Aren't you just like, yeah, go? Are you not like, oh my God, my heart, my feelings. Oh, no, I'm by myself.
I think we get over it a bit.
Quite a bit
quicker.
I don't see a lot of guys being sad about that type of stuff.
That's true.
The same way that we would.
I feel like there's more of an understanding there, but maybe we're less codependent. Our friends, our relationship with our close friends is slightly a little different, maybe. Not that it's not as close, but maybe you guys build a little bit more of a codependency. I don't know. I think part of it for ladies is your friend that you spent all this time with, now they've ditched you because they've got a man, right? Mm-hmm. And in your mind, you're like, I've seen this movie before. They're going to spend all this time with this guy, and then they're going to break up, and then they're going to come back to me and expect that I'm here, I'm waiting, and now we hang out all the time again, and I'm supposed to be just sitting here waiting for you to come back. And you know inside your head, like Jess said, like, this relationship ain't going the distance. She'll be back. So the friend, you can see how the friend does feel a little scorned there, because it's like, okay, so I'm just supposed to sit here and wait, and then and you just expect to pick up right where we left off.
But isn't that what a good friendship should do?
Yeah,
I guess I understand their feelings, but I still don't think this is grounds to end any friendship. When you say this,
oh no,
you know, people are losing 2 to 3 friends or whatever the number is. If any of my buddies did that, we didn't lose each other as friends. We just don't spend as much
maybe
time together. But
distant.
That's like normal. Like that's life. That's grown up.
Yeah,
I do agree with that. I do have a friend who actually did end up losing friends over. So I don't know if this has happened to you, Graham, but where you've lost friends because their girlfriends don't want you to be hanging out with them.
Oh, see, that's never happened to me, but I can see that scenario playing out as well.
I feel like I wouldn't want my man hanging out with you that much, Graham.
Well, hanging out
not
with me?
Not during your single days, no,
yeah.
Graham.
Why not? I was awesome.
Yeah, you are. Like, you were, you still are. But I'd be like, he just jokes around too much. He just loves to talk about farts, and he's just
immature.
They're
going to get arrested.
He's just pranking people. Yeah.
At the bars till
all
hours
of
the morning.
I'm like, come on, grow up. We got kids. You can't be hanging around with that, Graham.
Yeah, it was for a different life stage. That's fair.
Hey, any thoughts that you have, that talk back mic is always open. Don't be afraid to use it. It's on the free, the new and improved, I should say, iHeartRadio app. While you're there, leaving a talk back, add Wild to your preset.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a requirement. Mm-hmm. You must do that. You must.
Add the JV Show podcast as precept.
Even
while you're
better.
At it.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
On a Friday, we're the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Jess, you were just saying how when women, according to a study, when women get into a healthy relationship, they lose
2 out of their 5 close friends.
Wow.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Friday. I just want to give a little comment on this relationship and, you know, thing. And yeah, once you find your person, you want to hang out with them all the time. But, you know, we really should always make time for our friends. Because when our spouse is no longer there, it makes it really hard to try to go back to those friends. Because you feel like you've abandoned them. And, I don't know, your friends still always be there.
That's true. That's something to think about.
That's why I don't like the way the study says, like, you lose the friends. I don't think any relationship is worth losing friends. Maybe, like Graham, you were saying.
But it happens.
I know, but it shouldn't. Yeah. I do think a good friend would understand why you don't hang out as often or you don't talk as often and would still be there. Maybe, I don't know. I just think a healthy relationship would also allow you to see those friends from time to time.
But sometimes, I think to her point, sometimes you don't because you just want to spend every second. We've all been there when you fall in love and you want to spend every single second you can with that person. You just want to be next to them. You want to be near them, anything. And you almost have blinders on. And here are your friends that have been with you this entire time and you just totally deprioritize your relationship with them. So that's a good reminder right there. Because what happens if you lose your spouse or lose, you know, whoever, your significant other. And
you feel like you have no one after
you
that.
You should have. You know, put a little more emphasis on those relationships. That's a great reminder.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Rihanna's baby daddy's trial starts today. If you haven't really heard much about what's happening with A$AP Rocky, back in 2022, he was charged with 2 felony counts of assault with a semi-automatic firearm. So basically what had happened was 2021, he decided to meet up with this guy that he was friends with in high school. And I guess they had worked together at some point, but they weren't getting along. And so they met up at a hotel to clear their differences. And they're in the parking garage. They got into an argument and the guy alleges that A$AP Rocky pulled a gun out of his waistband and shot at him. And it like grazed his hand or something like that. Now, so A$AP was officially charged with this in 2022. He pled not guilty and he was released on bond. Now, here is what's interesting because this whole case has just been like looming, you know, since then. Prosecutors already offered him a plea deal. This was recently, like I want to say this week or maybe late last week. They offered him a plea deal, 180 days in jail, and he probably would have served less than that because of jail overcrowding. Anyways, he rejected that deal. So now the whole thing is going to trial this morning where he faces 24 years in prison if found guilty.
Whoa.
Jury selection.
That's the gamble you take when you don't take the plea deal. Yeah. That's why the plea deal can be very attractive, even though you're like, I'm innocent, I didn't do it. But what if the jury doesn't see it that
way? I know.
Then you can go to prison.
So jury selection wrapped up yesterday. 7 women, 5 men, all are either white, Asian, or Hispanic. And there are some people who have expressed a little concern that, you know, the jury is supposed to be
jury of your peers.
His peers, but none of them are black. So people are hoping, you know, there's not going to be any prejudice and that he does get a fair trial. They also had to weed out any Rihanna fans. Like they asked everyone specifically, have you ever bought any of her products or listened to her music or know this or that? And so it was a tough process.
Yeah,
but they narrowed it down to these people. I don't know.
That's good.
Yeah, I don't know. And the trial is expected to last about 3 weeks.
Whoa.
So you're going to be hearing a lot about this in the coming days.
Maybe he has some proof. Maybe
he better if it's turned down 180 days and you're facing 24 years.
I mean, he's not going to get, if he was even convicted, he's not going to get 24 years.
And he wouldn't serve anywhere near that much.
No, it would be a fraction of that, but it could most likely it would be longer than whatever the plea is because a judge looks at that. Oh, you turned down the plea for this, you know. Mm-hmm. Guess what? Here you go.
So I'll let you know when that kicks off this morning. Graham, what do you have?
All right, Warriors fans, you can breathe a temporary sigh of relief. The team heard all your groans and rants after Wednesday night's game where the team squandered a large lead and let the Kings storm back and light the beam. We remember that.
Put that away. Sorry.
Well, they hosted the Chicago Bulls last night, Chase Center. And granted, the Bulls are not a very good team. But at least the Warriors finally had a pretty dominating win start to finish. Curry scored 21 points to lead the way to a 131-106 pounding of the Bulls. Now for some more good news for the Dubs. Steph Curry announced yesterday as one of the starters for the upcoming NBA All-Star Game. And we know that All-Star Game, it's here, right?
Yep.
It's right here. So that'll be cool. This is Steph Curry's 11th All-Star Game, which is pretty incredible. I mean, it's not surprising that he was selected. Curry is Curry. That guy just continues to be good. All-Star starters are determined by a combination of votes from fans, players, and media members. So it is a very nice honor. Now, this year, and someone's going to have to explain this to me, they've changed the format for the All-Star Game. It's not a West versus East or whatever, or it's not one guy picks one team. This says there are going to be 24 All-Stars that are going to be split into three teams drafted by former players and current analysts Charles Barkley, Kenny Smith, and Shaquille O'Neal. So the guys from inside the NBA are going to pick the three teams. How do three teams play each other at once?
That's a good point.
Can someone explain the new All-Star game format? It's exciting that it's going to be here. I just want to know what the heck I'm watching.
They have two games back to back?
Yeah, or three game.
It's like a little mini playoff.
Yeah,
or is it a round robin? I don't know how.
That's interesting.
Whatever it is, I'm not quite. So this, I'm just reading this. I apologize. I haven't looked into it fully, but I guess I respect each and every year that different pro sports leagues try to figure out how to solve their All-Star game problem, because All-Star games have progressively just dropped off the map as far as the public interest in them and meaning and how much the players try, because they don't play defense in the NFL. In the NFL Pro Bowl, before they changed that format, they never played defense. And in the NBA All-Star Game, defense was never even a thing. They don't even put a hand up.
Who cares?
They score like 180 points, 200-something points sometimes in those games. I don't
That's
know.
Hilarious.
So interesting to see what the new how the new format plays out this year.
All right, can't wait.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Friday!
Yoo-hoo!
I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Thanks so much for being here.
Good morning. I just wanted to ask Selena if her babysitter ever got caught, or did you ever fire her? I was thinking about this morning. Also, did anybody else see that white mark on the sky? It's like some aliens are coming for us. Have a great Friday. Bye.
What? Wait, there's an alien?
There's a white mark
portal
on the sky. I just checked outside. It's called the moon. But if you've never seen it before, I could see how it'd be a little freaky looking.
Is there really something kind of like weird out there?
I don't know. Leave us a talk back if you're outside right now and there's a big white mark on the sky. It also could be a cloud. Sometimes those appear as big white marks.
As far as my babysitter situation, in case you missed that, I had hired someone from off, you know, one of those sites to help with the kids in the morning, and she had used every excuse in the excuse book to not work at least
tires.
Once a week.
She was sick, dead granny.
Yeah, doctor's appointments, fever. Like, come on. You think I was born yesterday? No, she was fired with a T. Fired.
Ooh. And what kind of severance package did you offer her?
Nothing.
And is she available for rehire?
Yeah.
But not by me.
Got it.
You guys feel free. I will happily refer her to my worst enemy. All right, let's get to what the bleep. It's where you can win a JV Show chug mug. Just going to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, leave your guesses on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. In case you missed today's clip, here it is. Well, we haven't played it yet.
Yeah, you haven't missed
so this
it.
This is the first time we're playing it, but here it is.
I feel like on dating apps, it should be required for guys to put how big their is right there in their profile. That way we don't have to listen to ladies complain about it later.
Yes!
Seriously.
Oh my God.
No, but then guys would lie about it anyways. They'd lie about the size.
That's true.
Yeah, you're probably right. But like if you had to definitively like show, you know what I mean?
Enter proof.
Enter proof. Yes! And then the dating app verified it.
Verified measurements.
Yes.
And then all those pictures get hacked.
What are we talking about here?
From the cloud?
Oh, that's right. Think about what that bleeped out word could be. And remember, this is a family show, so it is a PG guest that will be today's winner. So make sure that it is. Leave us your name and your city along with your guest, and you're going to leave that guest on the talkback mic.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Someone said there's some sort of alien portal in the sky this morning, some white mark on the sky. Anyone seeing this, we asked for talkbacks. What is it?
What's up? Good morning, you guys. My name's Alex. I'm working out here in Palo Alto, and that big white mark in the sky, it's the moon was there, but it was under it. It was the craziest thing ever. It was like this giant luminescent light, and it slowly dropped over like 2 minutes. And then it was gone. But what was left in the sky was this like trail of smoke, and it almost looked like a portal. I don't know. I might be crazy, but it looked like some aliens.
See? Whoa! Oh, my God. Dude. Wait, if anyone has a picture or video or anything they can send to us, tag JB Morning Show because we need to see this.
Yeah, we need to see that and we need to post it. And I do have to apologize because I had that Ouija board under my desk for a long time and I brought it out this morning and started fiddling with it.
And you conjured up some aliens.
And I must have opened the portal.
Graham.
Ah, darn it. I got to look to see. I'll Google to see how to close a portal.
But thank you, Graham. But I do want to see it. Please tag us if anyone has a picture of that. All right, let's get back to What the Bleep. This is where you can win a chug mug just for guessing today's bleeped out word. As always, you got to be the first person to get it right. That's how you win. In case you missed today's clip, here it is.
I feel like on dating apps, it should be required for guys to put how big their is right there in their profile. That way we don't have to listen to ladies complain about it later.
Yes.
Seriously. Good
idea. All right, remember, this is a family show.
Oh.
So the answer is always something family friendly
and
very PG. Let's go to your guesses.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Adam from San Jose, and I think the bleeped out word is credit score.
Credit score. I would love to know that.
That's a very popular guess. Would that persuade or dissuade you from dating someone if they had really bad credit?
I think I would still date someone with bad credit. But
depends how hot they are, right?
Well, yes. But somebody with really good credit, I'd be like, oh my God, he's like responsible too.
But what if they get to see your credit too?
Yeah. No. You show me mine, I'll show you if you show me yours.
Good morning, JV Show, and happy Friday. My guess for the bleep out word is house. So if they're in an apartment, in a house, they still live with their moms. Just the bleep out word is house. Have a good one. Bye.
I like that too.
House. You want to see a verified picture of their house first.
Just their living situation.
We mostly just want to see how messy it is.
Good morning. This is Yvonne from San Jose. My guess is their bed.
Ew.
You want to take a look at a guy's bed before
that
you?
That does say a lot.
It does, but they're all going to be gross.
That's true.
I'd rather not know.
But it's also a size thing. If you're listening to the bleeped out phrase, you want to know how big their bed is. I guess if they had a twin, if they had a twin mattress, I'd like to know.
I would want to know that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, no one has gotten it yet. If you think you know what the bleeped out word is, leave it now on the talkback on the new and improved iHeartRadio app.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right. So people have been telling us about this strange white thing in the sky, a white mark. Mm-hmm. On the sky. Thank you to everyone who sent us photos because we can't see ish from inside the studio. It is really creepy looking. It does look like some alien portal. If you want to check out the photos we were sent, we have some of them up on our story, JB Morning Show, on Instagram. Graham, you said there could be a possible explanation.
Now, what I'm reading is that SpaceX was doing a launch this morning of some Starlink satellites that was scheduled for this morning.
I think SpaceX is starting to cover something up because every time there's some strange thing in the sky, it's always SpaceX every single time.
But
it's aliens.
I guess I do, you know, I wonder, everybody's first, they see this strange thing in the sky, a bunch of smoke, whatever, like, it's an alien portal. Obviously, it's aliens. When the most logical explanation is that SpaceX, if you've been, you know, keeping an eye on things, they launch a rocket damn near every other day. Their plan is to have 30,000 plus of those Starlink satellites spinning around the Earth. 30,000 something.
Okay, that makes
sense.
Do you
hear that? That's a really big number.
All right, and
they've already put tens of thousands and thousands of them up there. So generally, when people see this and like, oh my God, there's stuff going through the sky, those are satellites because now there's an insane amount of stuff swirling around Earth. Why this is loud? I don't know.
Well, it still is crazy to see.
Yeah, I prefer to believe it's aliens.
You showed me another picture. It looks even crazier. Please get that
check
one up.
Check it out. Yep.
JV Morning Show. Let's get back to What the Bleep. You want to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. In order to win this chug mug. Now, in case you missed today's clip, here it is.
I feel like on dating apps, it should be required for guys to put how big their is right there in their profile. That way we don't have to listen to ladies complain about it later.
You know
they're going to complain.
All right, so what is that bleeped out word? Let's go to your guesses.
Good morning. This is Jackie from Hayward, and I think that the bleeped out word is hand. That a guy should say how big their hand is.
I don't know what that means.
Kid in the background, I don't know what that means. Mom's like, trust me, the hand size
means something.
It has a meaning. It's correlated with something. Hi,
my name is Simeon. I am from Concord, and I am guessing ego.
ego.
That was far and away one of the most popular guesses this morning.
No ego. Guy would be honest about that. I think a lot of people will have like the big ego problem. They don't know that they do.
That's, and that's a good point. Also, you know? Not something that could be verified, you know, so how true. Big somebody's yeah. ego is.
Very true.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Jen from South City. Hello. I think the bleeped out word is paycheck.
Yes! I'm the only one cheering. I would want to see that.
I mean, we would all look if that was an option on a dating app. Like, we want to see what their last check was. Everybody would click on that. Everybody.
Yep.
More JV Show. This is Leo from San Jose. I want to say their debt. All right. Have a great one.
Debt. All right. Let's take a listen to today's clip, Unbleeped.
I feel like on dating apps, it should be required for guys to put how big their debt is right there in their profile. That way we don't have to listen to ladies complain about it later.
And likewise, you ladies should have to post how big your debt is. I have a friend and he started dating someone and he had no idea how much debt she brought into that marriage. And was a six-figure number.
What? How?
You know, school and stuff like that. You know, people that have gone to college or, medical school or whatever.
Is that a deal breaker?
Bills add up. I don't think it's a deal breaker, but it's something that they should be notified about, right? You should know about it, not just be surprised about it.
Whoa. I mean, it's a deal breaker if they're not like on top of it either. They're just letting that number grow and then you marry that person and you're paying it.
Right, but some of that, I mean, that's the debt problem and some of the stuff with student loans and the interest rates and the interest rates is high. Like, you could be working at paying it down and the balance is still growing. It's a little, you know.
But six figures? Oh my God.
Yeah, it was a big number. I wonder if they got that paid off by now. All right, lot of shouts to give, which is kind of surprising this morning. I thought more people would be on it, but it's just my boy Leo. What's up, Leo? He had the only correct answer. Wait. Mello from Vacaville also had the correct answer. Squeaked it in right there at the buzzer. So that's it. But Leo, San Jose, check your email. You're going to get a brand new JV Show Chug Mug. One other honorable mention guest I'd like to throw out there. Yes. Ladies, what would you like if this had to be posted on a dating app? Body count.
I don't know if I want to know that.
You wouldn't?
No.
You'd click on that.
People would lie still.
What if it was a verifiable thing?
Absolutely click to know, but I think that's going to rule out like everybody.
Yeah.
But what if it doesn't?
But it will.
I know for a fact that if I was looking and it was
low, if it was like one, I'd be like, well, what's wrong with you?
Okay, so what? Okay, so what?
So you're judging regardless.
Yeah.
So you're judging you're throwing out the highs and the lows. So give us a number that you'd be like, huh, all right. Because there are plenty of people out there that will, I assume, have a number that you'd be like, huh, all right.
Maybe five, I guess.
Five?
I'd be like, okay, like, he's nice, a nice, wholesome man.
Five? What, did they go to a very strict religious college? Five?
I don't know. I'd rather...
Just give me a number that you'd be like, all right, okay.
I don't think there is a number. I just don't want to know
15.
At all until we... Oh, no, that's a lot.
Really?
That's too much for you?
I think, I don't even know what would be like a deal breaker, like over maybe over 30.
And you wouldn't even, regardless of how well you matched up with someone, you'd pass over them seeing that number.
That's why I wouldn't want to see
Selena
it.
Selena would, if there's a one or a zero, she'd pass over them.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want to judge.
I would.
Because I know for sure I would judge them based on the number and I wouldn't want to do that. I'd rather them tell me once I'm already like, okay, I like you or I don't like
you. And then you don't care.
And then I don't care, yeah. Because then I'd be in my mind like, we live in the same town. How many of these people do I know? You know? Yeah.
Interesting. This is very interesting.
Are you here for that? Would you want that on women's dating profiles, Graham?
Yes.
Really?
I would love to see that number, wouldn't you?
And what number would you be like, nope, not going to match with you?
Two.
Oh, my
I'm
God.
Kidding.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, we've been talking about that white mark that's in the sky this morning that everyone's seeing as they drive.
Hey, guys. This is Ivan from San Jose. I'm an Uber driver, and I was driving between San Jose and Santa Clara, and I record a little clip of the light.
Turn left on Palm Street, then arrive at the pickup.
What's up, Palm Street?
It was real because you can hear you guys' voice in the background. Let me know where I can send it to you guys so you can see it.
Hey, thank you for that, JV Morning Show. yeah. for Instagram. That's where you can send all things. A shout out to all the Uber drivers. We see you,
Uber. Thank you guys so much. We love you guys.
Uber and Lyft.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Going to the phones now. Wild 94.9. Hi, who's this?
This is me.
Can you say your name one more time? The phone cut out.
This is Rami.
Rami, what's there we go. How's it going?
It's going good at work right now. Oh. Trying to get it together, you know.
Oh, Rami, get it together. Come on.
Well, I work at a school. We got some teachers out today, so trying to work on it.
Okay, and now is calling the your favorite morning radio show part of getting it together when you're at work?
I think so. Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Okay, good.
Nice. Yes, it is.
Great answer.
I listen to you guys all day, every day.
Thank you so much. Hey, so on the line today is tickets for Zane.
Woo!
You just have to win the JV Show Yup Nope game. We're going to ask you four random trivia questions. Got to get three correct, and the tickets are yours, okay?
Okay, wish me luck.
Let's do it. Good luck. Here's question number one. Square, half hitch, and granny are all different types of what?
Underwear.
Can you repeat that?
Yeah. Square, half hitch, and granny are all different types of what?
Hats?
Nope. You said cats or hats? I mean, they're both. Hats.
Okay.
No, that's not it.
Knots. Different kinds of knots.
Yeah, square knot. A granny knot.
Oh,
the old okay.
half hitch.
Yeah. All right. Question number two. The small indentations that cover the surface of a golf ball are called what? I've got some on my butt.
Ew. Ew. Me too.
I knew it.
Dimples?
Yep. Dimples. Dimples is the correct answer. That's what's all over.
I don't have any of those, though.
Oh, stop.
Wow, nope. I don't believe you for a second. Come on. Question number three. A White Claw hard seltzer has an ABV of 5%. Now, what does ABV stand for?
Alcoholic. Value. What was it? A what?
ABV.
Alcoholic. Value.
Nope.
Missing the B.
Yeah, you skipped right over the
alcoholic B. Alcoholic body value.
Nope.
Well, good guess. Alcohol by volume.
Alcohol by volume.
Oh,
that means-
got
you
it.
So
but
close.
I was kind of close. You have to give me that.
I agree. Graham?
Yeah, me too.
Nope. Yeah, because you guys gave that girl yesterday. She had two answers. So you guys should give me that.
I don't remember that at all. But yeah, ABV, that means when you're crushing White Claws with your bro, only 5% of that in there is actual pure alcohol. All right, question number four. What American Olympic swimmer has won 28 medals, with 23 of those being gold?
Olympic?
Yeah.
It is.
Best swimmer of all time.
Go ahead.
Michael Phelps?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's the one. Nice job. Except
you still didn't win. That.
Hey, son of a granny knot.
Dang it. No. Rami. Look, so if it were up to me.
That's all right. I still enjoy playing.
Thank you. So, you know, that's all that matters.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Hey, we really enjoyed having you on. We hope you have an amazing weekend. I know you got to get back to work, but don't hang up. I'm going to put you on hold. Hang on there. Graham, we got some shout outs.
We do. A lot of people in my DMs as usual. Selena, can I tell you something funny really quick?
Yep.
Last night when I was tucking my son into bed, he said, Dad, when you do the birthday shout outs on your show, what does it mean when you say moms are in your DMs? So we had that talk last
night. How did you explain
so
that
So we
to
had
him?
That talk. Well, I said DMs stand for direct messages, and that's how moms reach out. They send me a direct message on Instagram, and that's how I know to give their kid a shout out. But it was, I never thought I'd field that question as a parent.
I love that.
Anyway, yeah, mom's in my DMs. I go and says, good morning, sir. This Friday, I'd like to request a special birthday shout out to my daughter, Jocelyn. She's turning 18 on Sunday and will be graduating from high school this year with straight A's. She's been a straight-A student since she's been in school. Wish her a very happy birthday, love, Mom, Dad, Jessica, and Jennifer. So happy birthday, Jocelyn.
Who gives a fart?
Nice job on these straight-A's. How do you know you're going to get straight-A's? Like, this semester's not done yet, right?
Just have a feeling.
You could totally fall on your face.
Oh, yeah.
All right, another one here. What's happening, Graham? Hopefully I'm not too late to request a shout-out. We'd love for you to give a birthday shout-out to our little baby girl, Rhea, who turns 9 this weekend. We love listening to you guys every morning on our way to school, trying to guess the Yep Nope game. Love Mom, Dad, and big sister, Naya. And that is from Dad, Steven. So happy birthday, Rhea.
Who gives a fart?
One more. Good morning, Graham, Selena, and Jess. I was hoping you'd give a super belated birthday shout-out to my daughter, Aliana. She turned 14 on the 13th. What day's today? The 24th? That was a while ago. Yeah. We just want to know how proud of her we are. Happy birthday, my little chick. We love you. Love Mom, Dad, and Pooey Louie. Thanks, JV. Who do you think Pooey Louie is, Grandma?
Grandpa.
Oh, yeah, Grandpa. Pooey Louie. Thanks, JV. We love you guys. So happy belated birthday, Aliana.
Who gives a fart?
That's a great point.
Hottest
things trending. It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Diddy has filed a $50 million lawsuit of his own. So this lawsuit was filed earlier this week in New York federal court against News Nation, accusing them of fueling a media frenzy, fabricating outlandish claims, and stirring up baseless speculation about him for months over some tapes involving him and other celebrities. It's basically a defamation lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying the defendants fabricated all these lies and poisoned his public perception, claimed that there's videos of him with minors and other celebrities, and he's, you know, doing all these heinous things, knowing that none of these videos actually exist. Here's the thing. We don't know. We actually do not know whether these videos exist or not. What we do know is there has to be something, if it was enough for him to have his homes raided, for him to be indicted, for him to be behind bars this long.
Right.
There is something going on.
Well, the home raid could happen and they could find nothing and then no charges get filed. The homes were raided and then charges were filed, which leads you to believe they found something.
Exactly.
We don't know if it's video evidence.
We don't know what it is, but it's something.
They found something.
Now, Diddy is seeking $50 million in damages, which at least I will say, thank you for not doing something crazy like $600 million or you know, the $500 million that we've been seeing lately. $50 million, still a very high number, but it's not like the outlandish millions we've been seeing lately.
Now, in this instance, here's one where if he said $300 million or $400 million, because Diddy's brands and, you know, as a global brand, an icon, his stuff probably is actually worth way more. But when Justin Baldoni, who, before this movie, was a giant, to me, and he wants to sue for $200 million or $250 or $400, whatever, we're like, I don't get it. Make the math.
Right. Yeah. All right, so you guys have to see this picture of Camila Cabello performing in an empty venue. Jess, you handle all of our socials. Is this photo up?
It is loading. There.
JV Morning Show. Check out our Instagram story. She performed on Sunday at State Farm Arena in Atlanta, Georgia. People shared photos of the audience and are calling her performance one big flop, saying only like 30% of the place had people like in the seats.
Where was this at?
The State Farm Arena.
That sounds like it's big.
Atlanta.
Got it.
Now, some people had her back saying, you know what? She's still a real performer. She's a real one because at the end of the day, you know, she still put on a show, whereas other artists would have canceled and put out some kind of mental health statement. So you have to respect her for still performing, which I get. Now, let me know if you find any truth in this. Other people are saying that this wasn't even a show that was open to the public. It was some kind of like corporate event. And that's why only a few tickets were sold. But if that was the case, so why would it be in this major venue?
Yeah, but
that holds 16,000 seats.
Hey, both things make sense.
I don't know if I'm buying the corporate event excuse.
Well, corporate events, you know, they do book out very big venues. I mean, granted, they usually fill them.
That's
a little
what
bit,
I'm saying. They get
a
ones
little bit
that,
more.
Yeah,
but if you are a company that has a partnership with State Farm Stadium, and they're like, you can use our place, you wouldn't
bring
say no.
Bring on 20 people.
If Chase Center was like, Wild 94.9, you guys want to have your company holiday party and Camila Cabello is going to perform, you can use Chase Center. It would look just like that. There'd be, well, there aren't that many of us left. But you know what I mean? There wouldn't be all that many people. Selena, I didn't see you at the All-Staff meeting this week. Now that you mentioned that Jess and I were there.
We're not going to speak about that.
So what I'm reading is she headlined the AT&T Playoff Playlist live concert.
So this was
a concert. It wasn't like a, I guess, company party or something.
That
like
makes
that.
More sense.
But
and then people didn't show up, which also makes sense.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, she hasn't really put out that much music in a while.
Yeah.
So I personally probably wouldn't go.
That would sting. If you want to see the photo again, JB Morning Show.
Well, and it also can't, it's not that surprising because we've seen bigger names, J-Lo, and other people that aren't, have had, you know, lackluster sales for big venues, and they've canceled their tour. I applaud her for going forward with the show and not saying, oh, I'm sick or, oh, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever the excuse
might be. I do respect her for that, for still going out there.
But you can't be surprised that, like, the place wasn't, like, some crazy sellout for her because a bigger name artist can't sell out.
Yeah, it would sting a little bit, though.
Oh, yeah.
Me as an artist, I don't know if I'd be able to go out there for two people and perform.
It's just not the same vibe.
Yeah, it's not.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were just talking about Diddy. He is suing for $50 million. It's a defamation suit. He's suing News Nation. Like, hey, you made up all these lies about me. Now the public thinks of me in a certain way. I don't have tapes with minors and celebrities and all these things that you accused me
of. Hey, guys. I think Diddy's trying to pull a Jay-Z, except Jay-Z was telling the truth. And I think he's trying to use this case to hopefully find some type of truth to it so that he can trick his jury on May 5th into saying, oh, look, see, some of this stuff was false and that guy was telling lies. So you guys should find me innocent of all this baby oil I've been using. But bye, Diddy. Love you guys.
Hey, thank you for that talk back. I think you're right.
Yeah, when they wheel the pallet of baby oil into that courtroom, I mean, the jury is just going to, right there, they're going to make up their mind.
They
You don't even need to present any evidence.
Sicko.
No human needs this much.
No.
Clearly breaking some kind of law.
So it was just announced yesterday that SZA is going to be performing with Kendrick Lamar February 9th on the Super Bowl halftime stage. How level of interest for you guys? How excited are you about this? Or do you not care? Did you were hoping for somebody different? So what are your thoughts?
For me personally, I love SZA, don't get me wrong, but I think their songs together are very slow. So I'm curious to see how that's going to be because for the Super Bowl, it's usually like stuff that is super hyped up and super like maybe, I guess not so much like R&B vibes. So
that's what I was thinking too.
So, I don't think it moves the needle.
Not for you, Graham,
well,
either?
It doesn't move the needle for me, and I wonder if you are average because, you know, the Super Bowl is watched by basically the majority of the entire country. Does it move the needle for the entire, collectively for the entire country? And my guess would be it doesn't, but I could be wrong about that.
See, here's the thing. It's like, so they are going on tour together.
Mm-hmm. Which I love that part.
See, and I am dying to go see them on tour. I think that's going to be like the biggest tour of the year, in my opinion. However, we're talking Super Bowl halftime show. I'm with you, Jess, that you expect something more high energy. Like I'm not saying it's going to be bad, but I'm just wondering, are they still going to bring out other people? Like,
I hope so.
How are they going to make it high energy and just like, you know, that Super Bowl halftime show that we're used to.
And the reason why I think so is because if this was his only guest, I don't think he would have announced it already.
True.
So
right.
I think he...
That's a good point.
Like, this might be the only guest that he announces, but I think he's going to have a lot more people.
I think he has to. I mean, that's one of the hallmarks of the halftime show is who else is going to come out.
Yep.
I mean, there's always even betting lines on that.
It's
you know?
We care more about the guests than the actual headliner.
I know. Isn't that kind of crazy?
I know I did last year. Like, who's Usher going to bring out? Come on, bring somebody out. I don't need to see him sweating on roller skates.
I already forgot who he brought out, to be honest.
Usher brought out like everybody.
Alicia Keys came out. I remember that.
He brought out Herb, everyone thought it was Northwest.
Oh, yeah.
Lil Jon came out.
Okay. Yeah, I can't remember the
Anyways,
other.
Kendrick's going to have to, it's going to be hard to top Usher's performance, I think, but I know that he can do it. But I do want to know how you feel about SZA joining him on stage. Is it moving the needle for you, as Graham would say? Talkbacks are open.
I think he should bring out Drake.
They're always open. That would never happen.
It would never happen.
I'm still fingers crossed for Lil Wayne. But Drake, Graham.
What if?
I know he would never.
And then they,
battle
right there on stage. That and then we determine who really won the beef.
Honestly, that would be iconic.
Okay, but Drake is literally suing over that song.
Which would make it that much more iconic.
Just for publicity. Just to get people talking about him again.
So let us know how you feel about SZA joining Kendrick for the Super Bowl halftime show. We'll play your talkbacks coming up. Graham, anything else that you wanted to throw in here?
Yeah, I mean, just really quick before we get to the Super Bowl, we got to get through Championship Weekend, which is this weekend. The NFC Championship game is going to be Commanders-Eagles. Any vibes you guys are feeling there?
Ooh, I'm going Commanders.
Can I'm you going tell Eagles.
Me, can you tell me where the Commanders are from, Selena?
Washington.
Okay, just checking.
Good
one. I'm getting Eagles vibes in that one, but I'd like to see the Commanders win. AFC Championship game, of course, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs are hosting the Buffalo Bills. The Buffalo Bills. Any vibes you're getting there?
The Bills.
I take the Bills. I'm going Bills.
I think we're all just like anyone but the Chiefs.
Anybody but the Chiefs. Yeah. I cannot take looking at Kermit the Frog prancing around, flopping for the officials anymore. I'm so sick of Patrick Mahomes. Do you guys think this is Travis Kelce's final game in the NFL and Arrowhead Stadium?
Can you explain this retirement talk?
Well, he signed a 2-year extension prior to the season starting. So in my mind, he's coming back next year, and I think he will. But there is a chance, and I would think if they won the Super Bowl that may factor in, because there's something to be said about going out on a high note. And if they won the Super Bowl, they would have a three-peat, which has never been done in the NFL. Mm-hmm. And Travis Kelce's 35 years old, and maybe he's like, you know what, I'm getting up there, and it's time to walk away. Travis Kelce, doesn't make it sound. It sounds like he says, I'm going to evaluate in the offseason whether or not I, you know, still want to play and stuff. I think he made it sound like he's coming back next year. Patrick Mahomes is like, I don't know, we haven't talked about it. Oh, sorry. I don't know. We haven't talked about it yet. You know,
higher pitched.
Yeah. I don't know. We haven't talked about it yet. I can't do it. I haven't practiced my Patrick Mahomes. Anyway, he made it sound like, I think he kind of fueled the fire a little bit. Like, whoa, what if this is his last game? But
I think this would be a good time for him to retire.
What if they lose, though? What if they lose, which we are hoping that they lose on Sunday?
I just think where he's at in his life, this is a good time to retire. Taylor Swift is like revamping her mansion to make room for a family. Now is the time to start that family. Taylor Swift, she's going to take care of you. She's big sugar mama energy over there, so you don't have to worry about money.
He didn't have to worry about money.
Well, true, but now
a $100 million podcast deal.
Yeah, but that's a good point. Anyways, but now you can just like be a stay-at-home dad. You know, we're not going to let her retire anytime soon. So that's just what it is. You take care of the kids.
All right. In the prediction journal, this Travis Kelce retires this season at the end of the season
offseason. No. I'm saying no. Yeah. I think he should. It'd be a great time, but I don't think he's going to.
I think he plays one more.
Okay. One more. Interesting.
All right.
Well, that's that.
Anyway.
Prediction journal, go Bills! Go Bills!
Which, by the way, just one last thing. Can I say, Graham, I'm sorry, but your prediction about who was going to make it to the Super Bowl was not correct.
Yeah, that's fine. What about Selena's prediction?
Oh, Mets!
Yeah, the Mets didn't make it either.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Friday. Woo, woo, yeah. Can I get my Coco prop, please? Because I literally said, as soon as they announced him, people were like, oh, he might bring out Wayne and he might go ahead and like squash things and whatever, this and that. No, I said SZA will definitely be on that stage because they have so many songs together. And their songs are cool. They're not slow. I mean, they're slow, but they're good and they're vibe.
They're a vibe.
They are.
Can my boy Seti get some Coco props?
Yes. Ooh, let me see here. I suppose a little bit. Oh, sorry, the button didn't work.
Oh, wow.
So, no.
No. Little Coco props.
Okay, there you go. Seti, enjoy your Coco props.
My computer is glitching in the first try. There you go.
That's a tasty bowl.
It is everyone's favorite time of the morning. By everyone, I mean you listening, because it ain't ours. Mm-mm. Chug wheel. It's my least favorite thing that we do here on the JV Show.
My heart is pounding.
In the last month.
Yes.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to.
Whoa, getting ahead of ourselves.
Sorry about that. Let's go to the phones. Let me see here. Wild 94.9. Hi, who do we have on the line?
Hello, this is Amy.
What's up, Amy?
Hi, Amy. So here's how this game works, in case you are unfamiliar. I asked Graham 8 questions, right? We're going to go through each question one by one. We're going to stop down. And the way this works is I'm going to turn to you, Amy, and I'm going to ask you, what do you think Graham said? How do you think he answered this question? If you are able to guess what he said correctly, you get a point. Now, if you get 5 points, you win. We're going to give you a JB Show chug mug. We lose. Jess is going to draw one of our names, and whoever she picks is going to have to spin the chug wheel and chug whatever it lands on, okay?
All right, let's do it.
Graham, really quick, what are some of the things on the chug wheel this morning?
On this morning's chug wheel, we've got beet juice, lemon juice, something called bean sprout water. I don't want to find out what that is.
My God.
Tonic water, prune juice, and new for today, we have a pass the spin spot. So if you land
you
on that spot,
else?
You get to pass it to somebody else to spin. This is the Jess rule because I'm trying to save
God.
Jess from drinking. There's also dealer's choice on there, which means if you land on that one, you get to pick the thing that you chug. And of course, the soup du jour. And let me check with the chef real quick. What are you cooking back there, chef? Says a hearty chicken noodle soup is still today's
okay, that's not that
soup,
bad.
Soup of the day. Well, I don't think the wheel is that scary today.
I just don't
today.
Want the bean stuff.
What? A little bean sprout water never hurt anybody.
You don't want that. All right, Amy, are you ready to get started?
Yep, I'm ready.
All right, let's go to question number one. Have you ate an edible in the last month? All right, do you think Graham ate an edible in the last month, Amy?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Point for Amy.
1 point on the board there. Let's go to that was an easy one.
Come on.
Yeah, it was last weekend. All right, go to the next question. Maybe 2 weeks.
Would you have taken your wife's last name if she asked you to?
Ooh.
Amy, what do you think I said? Would I have taken my wife's last name had she asked me to?
Yes.
No.
No.
Now
you're a monster.
I feel like I could have been I might have no, the answer is no. I hyphenated? Sure. We get our both our names in there? Yeah, why not?
But not just take the last name.
No, I would never would have heard the end of it from my buddies.
All right, let's go to the next question. Favorite football watch party food?
Ooh, what do you think Graham said?
Nachos.
Ooh, pizza.
Pizza. That was a tough one.
Wings is also a good answer.
Right. Wings is I love wings, but they're just, when you're around a bunch of people at a watch party, they're just so messy.
Oh, that's true.
And then it always gets stuck in your teeth, and it's all over your fingers and all over your face, and then you're trying to talk to people.
Yeah.
I'll stick with the pizza.
How many points does Amy have so far?
She has one.
All right, Amy, you got to get to 5. Should men get Valentine's gifts too, or is it a day just for women? What do you think Graham said?
They deserve gifts too.
Guys should get them too.
All right, 2 points for Amy.
Definitely agree with that. All right, next question.
With the big game next week, who do you think will win? What do you think Graham said?
Oh, wait, which game?
The big game. And to be correct, Selena, that's 2 weeks from now.
The Super Bowl.
Oh, sorry. Oh, it's 2 weeks. Oh, sorry about that. Well, I'm talking about the Super Bowl. Who do you think Graham said will win?
Let's see. I'm going to say Eagles.
The Bills.
The Bills.
Damn it.
That was a hard one. Let's go to the next
question.
Let's
go, Bills!
Bills.
Yeah, the Bills.
What's your favorite genre of music? All right, Amy, I asked Graham, what's his favorite genre of music? What do you think he said?
Hip-hop.
Country. Ooh. By my count, that wraps it up.
Ooh,
so Amy would just... incorrect answers there.
Man.
Dang it.
Oh my God.
Amy, we are still going to give you a chug mug. Yeah. We really appreciate you
Amy, you're the
being
best.
On this morning.
You are the best.
I know. We love you more than anyone right now because we don't have to chug today. Thank you so much for that. Amy,
welcome. Happy Friday.
Yeah, happy Friday. Hang on. Now, Jesse, we're going to draw names. Do you want to just do like a hypothetical draw? Who would have gotten drawn today?
And I'll simultaneously spin the wheel and let you know what you would have chugged.
Would you have had to chug
beet juice?
What?
Dang, I think we should still do it.
I do too.
That sounds like a healthy treat on a Friday.
We should still do it.
Get my antioxidants up. I feel like it's good for you.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
People are upset, Selena.
Oh God.
Why?
Doja. Wild 94.9, The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. The JV Show. People are upset, Graham, you say.
Yeah, we just played the JV Show chug wheel, and for the second consecutive week, we did not have to chug, and I knew this was not going to sit well in the stomachs of Bay Area listeners. They're not happy.
Uh-oh. Okay, so I think you guys are cheating because, happy Friday, by the way, but because
You guys are just answering the questions how you think. You're answering it in the opposite way that you would even probably answer it, and you're trying to justify it. But that's what you guys are doing. That's why you guys are winning. That's why you guys are ahead. You guys have to go back to interviewing people on the streets. I'm sorry. Happy Friday. But someone needs to chug.
Okay, wait a second.
All right, your thoughts and care to address the cheating allegations, Selena. That's a pretty slanderous claim.
I do want to address that. I also want to say, if you guys want us to go back to interviewing people on the streets, more work for Jess, but I'm happy to go in that direction if that'll make you feel better. As far as us, I mean, Graham, this is really something that you should be responding to, because you gave your honest answers. Mm-hmm. You're not giving an answer that people would never assume. Like, these are actually your
answers. And we were actually shocked that the country answer was not said, because we all know
Graham loves his country.
Loves me some country music. Yeah, those were all truthful answers that I gave in those, so there was no cheating on my part. I didn't try to mislead people, but yeah, maybe the questions, I think maybe people were upset, were a little too, a lot of times they're more 50-50, and some of those were a little more multiple choice, and maybe that's what people are feeling, that they've been slighted, and so there is only one way to satisfy the people. And she said, someone's got to chug, and that person should be
Graham,
Jess.
Your name got
and so yeah. Jeff, you should probably chug something.
Because it would have been Graham, it's only right that, you know, he already spun it and it already landed on beet juice. Everything's ready to go for you, Graham.
Let's settle this. Do we go back to interviewing somebody on the street? We thought that doing it ourselves would be a fun way to like get to know us.
Yeah, share some stuff.
Or do we go back to four instead of five?
Have to get four correct, but people were just completely pounding that, and Jess had to just pound down all sorts of disgusting things.
Either way, I'm screwed here.
Maybe we go to someone on the street.
I think it should be a mix.
Okay.
I liked the ones.
Fair enough.
I liked when you guys were getting grilled with questions. I thought those were funny. So I liked hearing that part, which is, it's a little more personal than some random person on the street.
That's what I liked about that.
But maybe we mix that in as well, you know.
We're going to do some work behind the scenes, okay? What we got to talk about right now is this lawmaker in Mississippi. He's a senator, and he wants to ban slapping the ham. Now, this is a law that would only apply to men.
That's not fair.
Because if you're going to do that, it should only be intended for actual baby making, not just for funsies by yourself when your mom leaves to the store.
But what else are we supposed to do when our mom or wife or whoever leaves for the store?
I don't know.
Sit there and watch TV?
Figure it out. Boring. But you can't do that. First time violators got to pay $1,000. Second timers,
$1,000.
Yeah, you get caught two times, $5,000.
Who's catching you? On the honor system.
Third strike, $10,000.
A $10,000 fine?
Yes.
Who's doing that? And that would apply. Then every guy in the entire state would have to fork over $10,000. What happens after three strikes? You go to prison?
Probably.
That's not fair. And why is it only guys? I mean, we do it more, but why is it only? This is not fair. This is sexist.
I think it's fair.
I think it's stupid, because one, how are you going to know when someone's doing that or not? And two, it's not going to stop anyone from doing that.
Yeah.
If you are doing that and somebody is catching you, like law enforcement, you probably should be arrested, because it means you're doing it in a very public place, like or in the drive-thru at the Burger King. You shouldn't be doing that there, right?
Or what if you get falsely accused? What if someone just wants to give you a hard time and they call the cops on you?
Like, hey, you were slapping the hand back there. I seen you.
All the ex-girlfriends that got cheated on are going to be reporting their exes left and right. That is not fair.
But it wouldn't be a lie, because they do it.
What's the motivation behind this law? Is it a religious reason? That's, to me, what it sounds like. Keep your religion out of my politics.
They want to, they think that should be saved for...
Mm-mm. Sorry, keep your religion out of politics.
With a woman to make a baby.
Yeah, sorry.
So
that ain't it.
Yeah, that's a law that's probably not going to get passed anyways. But I thought it was a little funny.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
A lot of talkbacks, people weighing in on our Chug Wheel game. We're wondering how we should really handle the game moving forward. What changes do we make? Because it is hard trying to make everybody happy.
Hey, guys, this is Kristen from Oakland. Longtime listener. Look. I don't think you guys are cheating, because I got a lot of those answers right, and I think it's just like, I know what you guys would say because I'm a long time listener, so I feel like of course Graham likes country music. Like, where are you? Hello, McFly. I'm sorry, I just get hyped. Like, know the hosts, and then you'll win.
That's really what it comes down
to. Yeah, seriously. Hello, McFly. Do you guys get the reference?
Yes.
What was it from? Wait, Jess, do you get the reference?
Is it Back to the Future?
Yes, yeah. It is.
Ah, look at me.
Wow, look at you.
Yeah, if you know the show, a lot of those answers you'd be able to get right.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. Good morning, guys. It's Angie.
Uh-oh.
Y'all with those open-ended questions, for real, I'm with everybody else. You increase the right number of answers, and you have those open-ended questions. I feel like you need to do one or the other, because otherwise you guys are not going to be chugging. Anyway, have a good day. Go Bilbs.
Go Bilbs!
Go Mets!
The people are not happy about the lack of chugging this week and last week, so...
I mean, well, then get the questions right.
Wow, shots fired at the listeners from Selena. Selena on air on all socials.
Yes, follow me. But we are open to making changes. Like, if you want us to go back to asking somebody on the street the questions, like, we can do that. But we just need
to ruin Jess's
life. Come to an agreement. Yeah. I know. More work for Jess, though. Sorry.
Good morning. It's Melinda. I'm going back to the cheating allegations. Maybe you guys should, like, reach out to people on social media. They can DM you the answers, and then you can go from there. But yeah, I do miss answering, you know, or asking the people on the street. That was really fun. Love you guys. Happy Friday.
Maybe we'll do that next week, and we'll fill it out. And if that feels more right, we'll do that.
Yeah, we'll switch it up moving forward here and there.
All right, sounds good.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And trending is sponsored by Stanford Medicine Children's Health, access to excellence.
Bro.
Dude.
Kanye's net worth has skyrocketed.
Bro, Cephas.
So he shared with all his Insta followers last night that his valuation, not from Forbes, by the way, this is from Eaton Ventures, which I guess is like a business valuation company. Have you heard of them, Graham?
What are they?
Eaton Ventures?
Nope.
I've never heard of them either, but according to them, Kanye is now worth $2.77 billion. And that's based on his music portfolio and his sole ownership of Yeezy. Now, Forbes has not weighed in yet, but let's do a quick Forbes recap, shall we?
Okay.
Back in 2022, excuse me, Kanye was worth $2 billion, but then Forbes stripped him of that because of his deal with Adidas. Remember, it fell apart at that time?
That was a very lucrative deal.
Yes, and so after that deal was out the door, they recalculated Kanye's net worth at just $400 million, and Kanye lost it, if you also recall that.
Yeah.
So now, if $2.77 billion is accurate, that's actually a really huge deal because he would have gone from $400 million to that.
Which is in such a short span. That's an incredible amount of wealth accumulated somewhere. Maybe both answers were wrong and the correct answer is somewhere
in between.
There in the middle.
I don't know. I'm curious for Forbes to weigh in. I don't know why. I just feel like Forbes knows the truth.
Well, it's hard to always know the truth because you aren't privy to the terms of a lot of these deals and or ownership stakes and things and how the money's divided up. It's not public knowledge. It doesn't have to be for a lot of these things. So they're all just making a very educated guess at it.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably somewhere in between those two numbers. That's a big number though.
$2.77 billion.
Yeah, I would say not. I don't think it hits the billions though.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. I think it's maybe close to it.
I think it does. Just for reference, Jay-Z's at $2.5 billion and then Kim K is $1.7 billion.
God, that's crazy.
Wait, yeah. Kim K is $1.7 billion? Jeez. Okay, maybe.
According to Forbes.
Maybe. Yeah.
Shout out to Ray J. But like, you're a billionaire because of it. Shout out.
Man. All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, like they seemingly do every offseason, the Las Vegas Raiders, formerly of Oakland, are in the market for a new head coach after giving Antonio Pierce the boot after just one season. And breaking news this morning, after getting rejected by Ben Johnson, the Lions OC that every team was after, including the Raiders, everybody really wanted that guy. He was the very coveted coaching candidate. They didn't get him. Apparently, the Raiders are about to sign former Seattle Seahawks coach Pete Carroll.
And that's good, you say? Sorry, I don't know anything about coaches.
Well, Pete Carroll, led the Seahawks to a Super Bowl title.
Okay.
And Bay Area guy. I think believe he's from Marin. So, like, shout out to that. He is 73 years old, which, coaching requires a lot. He's a very high energy guy, though.
He's a very high energy guy, so he's a very spry 73. I'll say that.
Okay.
I mean, they've got nothing to lose at this point, right?
Yeah,
kind of just an uphill battle.
The deal with, I felt bad for Antonio Pierce, who got one season as a Raiders head coach because they like didn't give him a quarterback or any. He had no players to work with. So like, what did you expect him to do? Mm-hmm. Like the dude was gonna have even the best coach in the league was gonna have a losing record with that lineup. So like, what was he supposed to do? So he got kind of the short end of the stick on this one. Pete Carroll. Again, what is he going to do if he doesn't have the lineup? You know, there's an element to that. Pete Carroll would be the team's 14th head coach since John Gruden traded away to Tampa Bay in 2002. 14 coaches over the last 23 years. 14.
Well, maybe he could
coaches.
Be the guy that turned it around. Yeah. That'd be kind of crazy.
The Raiders have commitment issues.
They do. They have lineup issues, most importantly. But, all right, shout out to Pete Carroll. I mean, you know. Raiders fans, I don't
that's
know.
That's actually good news.
I don't know. I'm a Niner fan, so I'm curious to see what Raiders fans have to think about this. Right. I would think it's viewed in a positive light. He's got a winning record in the NFL.
Yeah, Talkback Mike is open. You can let us know your thoughts there.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Really quick, Graham and Jess, any fun plans for the weekend?
Not drinking. That's not drinking. Not very fun.
You know what I'll be doing? Damp January. Yeah. Full effect. Oh, yeah.
Jess and I are dry January right now. I think I'm just going to do some herkle jerkling.
Are you actually going to herkle jerkle?
I feel like I have nothing else to do.
Jess, you've never herkle jerkled before?
I don't think so. Maybe I've heard you guys talk about this before, but it
I
doesn't
thought the
ring
other
a bell.
Day you herkle jerkled in your pants.
No!
She did.
She kept running out of the studio.
Wait, what
constantly.
Is it?
It was weird. All right, think about this weekend might be a good weekend, although the weather's pretty... I think that it's easier on when the weather's bad. Although we might get a little rain this weekend, I think it's a lot easier when the weather's real bad outside to herkle or dirkle. Now, what the hell is herkle dirkling? According, it's a Scotland proud tradition, and according to their definition, this is a 19th century Scottish word, the herkle dirkling. It means to lie in bed or lounge about when one should be up. And doing things. Some people think you need to fill every hour with an activity. Now, this is primarily when people are on vacation.
Oh, okay.
You're in your hotel room and you just want to herkle dirkle. And you lay under the covers and lounge around and watch TV and read a book and order room service. And you're in a destination where you should probably be out exploring, right? And sightseeing. You've traveled all this way. But instead, you spend the entire time in your hotel room the whole day just herkle dirkling. This is a very new trend. A lot of hotel companies are embracing it as sort of like, I don't know, 2025's self-care, you know. Everybody was offering these like Zen meditation retreat things. No. Herkle Dirkle really? Just said, hold my beer. We're here. That's all it is. Herkle Dirkle.
Why would you want to waste your vacation like that?
Mm-hmm. I wanted to ask you, ladies, are you here for the Herkle Dirkling on a vacation?
No,
or do you think you should be out doing stuff and not wasting your time?
Go out and do stuff.
Really? You, Selena, who hates the outdoors?
Yeah, but on vacation, if I'm going to Herkle Dirkle, it's not going to be in my room. It's going to be on the beach. That's where I'm going to lay.
That doesn't count as a Herkle Dirkle, okay, according to the definition.
Every time Selena goes on vacation, I am shocked at the things that she's doing.
Yeah, she's like on an ATV and then on a zip line and then hang gliding. Like taking tequila shots in the pool. Like I don't get how you squeeze that much stuff into one day.
Yeah, it's a skill.
And it would also bother me if the person that I was going with wanted to spend the whole time.
Use the correct term.
Herkle dirkle.
Herkle dirkle, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they wanted to herkle dirkle the whole time, I would not appreciate that because I want to go see stuff. I want to go experience.
Yeah, you have to choose your vacation partners carefully.
Yes.
Now, I would feel an immense amount of guilt that I had traveled somewhere, but there are those days you had a big night the night before on vacation where you're just like, I just need to unwind and herkle dirkle. My wife would never, ever allow that to happen, but I do feel like there is a time and a place for a good herkle dirkle, and my wife would not be here for it. She's got to be up and getting stuff done, and this is every day. This is every day of her life, and on weekends, there is zero herkle dirkling in my house. Like, you got to get up and get stuff done and get the day going.
That's how my husband is. And he's out of town this weekend, which is why I can finally just herkle dirkle.
You're going to herkle dirkle
without the judgment? Yeah. going to be great.
See, that's why I love living alone and just living my free life, because I'm like, I can herkle-derkle every single day.
Yeah, I was going to say, your entire life is a herkle-derkle.
Yeah, if anything, that's how I live, but I just don't do it on vacation. That's vacation is when I get a break.
On vacation, we have a strict no-nap rule, because even if you take a nap, it's gonna take up the whole day. It's going to ruin the whole day.
Even if you go to Vegas?
No,
even then we try to not nap even in Vegas.
You're on the beach in Mexico and there's a hammock sitting right there and you just crushed a couple margaritas by the pool and I can't nod off and sleep right there.
I guess a beach nap, that's fine. But you know, some people, they're like, oh, we're back to the room, we're just gonna lay down just 30 minutes, that's it. But that turns into 2 hours.
Oh, you always wake up and it's dark.
Beach nap, I think that's acceptable, but okay. But room nap, ooh, like actual nap, no naps allowed on vacation with me.
I'm okay with a little nap after a Vegas pool party, because those will like beat you to the ground.
But those turn into all night sleeps. That's a dangerous thing.
I've definitely woken up the next day.
Exactly. We all have.
Oh, Selena. Oh, can I get some shout outs?
Of course.
Can I get some shout outs before we give you that chance to win crazy cash? I got a DM here. It says, good morning, bro. Homie, sliding into your DMs to wish a great last day of my wife Donna's career at Jelly Belly. A great 27 years. I love her and enjoy retirement. And that's from my buddy Memo. 27 years at the Jelly Belly Factory.
Who gives a fart?
Memo did some work at the new house for me. He was my drywall liaison, my drywall expertise. And he did bring a giant box of Jelly Bellies from his wife.
You didn't even share them with us?
Rude. Dude, my kids devoured them. Are you kidding me? They ate like 10 pounds each. And I broke open another bag of them yesterday. There's still more.
Oh, my God.
Shout out to Donna, 27 years at Jelly Belly Factor. Amazing. One more DM here. Good morning, Graham. And the staff. You guys are apparently the staff. Wish my grandson, Jason, a happy 18th birthday. He's turning 18 this Saturday. He's grown to be a man that is impossible. Not sure what that means. Oh. He had challenges in his life, but he made it. Wishing Jason a happy 18th birthday from Grandma and sisters. That's from Grandma Joyce. So happy birthday, Jason.
Go, Jason.
Who gives a fart?
That's still a good point, though.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.